Welcome to Texans TV. I'm Brooke Bentley. Today I'm joined by General Manager Rick Smith, who's coming off his second year with the Texans. And what strides the team has made under your leadership. They finished with a franchise best record at 8-8. And a huge part of that success was due to your draft pick. So Rick, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a look back to the 2007 season. What did you think were the strongest points of the season?
Well, I think we had to deal with an unusual amount of injuries, first of all, and I thought our team did a nice job of responding to that, and we found some players, some depth at some positions that we were surprised at. But I think overall, the biggest thing is I think we're on schedule. I think we made some improvements from the 06 season, and I think our team went through some learning lessons over the course of the season, and I think we'll be able to draw on those experiences next year to get us to where we're trying to get to. But the resolve that our team showed, through all the injuries, to continue to compete and end the season the way we did, I thought was special.
Well, the Texans actually led the league in injuries at one point. We had 17 players on injured reserve. What do you think was the biggest disappointment in the season?
Well, I think certainly dealing with the injuries is one thing. Injuries are part of the National Football League, but, like you say, that's one area you don't want to lead the league in, and we did. But I think probably if you look back, I think the fact that we were not able to really protect the football at times and we turned the ball over so many times, I think was the biggest thing that I think going into the offseason, we've got to take a real hard look at to see why that was the case and how do we go about correcting that.
Well, from a personnel perspective, going into the offseason, what do you think are the strengths of the team?
Well, you know what, we're doing that now. And that's as you talk about free agency, everybody's excited about the draft, about free agency, about acquiring new players, and certainly we are too. But the first step in that whole process is to evaluate your football team. And so we are now in some exhaustive meetings to talk about our team, to really assess the positions of strength and weaknesses, and so that we know that once we do start to acquire players, we're doing so in a manner that's going to help us become the team that we're trying to become.
Well, as you go through these assessments, where do you see holes? Where do you need to fill gaps?
Well, again, our coaches are doing that now. We're in the process of doing that. I think if you look at our team, certainly one of the areas that I think prove this year that you need running backs and you need a stable of running backs. And so, some people might argue that you need more than two legitimate running backs. You might need three. So that's an area, Ronnie Dane's a free agent, so we're going to have to look at whether or not we bring him back. Certainly Amon Green's injury plague season was a disappointment for us. But we're hopeful that his offseason will be a good one, a productive one, so that he can come back and be a positive contributor to our team next year. So, that's an area where you've got to go and add a player or two. I certainly was pleased with the way Darius Walker responded towards the end of the season and was pleased with his development. The corner position with Dante going down is another position that you think about. Gosh, you got to make sure you got guys that can cover, and knowing that he won't be back until the middle part of the season is a concern. So, those are two areas. But again, we're going to meet here on Wednesday with our entire coaching staff and our pro scouting department and talk about our team and really hone in on where we think we need to where we need to go and players that we need to address.
Well, you take a very meticulous approach in your assessment. I'm sure you also do that in the draft. Mm-hmm. What core characteristics do you use to evaluate players when you go into the draft?
Well, we have what we call position parameters. And so depending upon what the position is, there's some physical characteristics that a guy needs to have. Height, weight, speed. He needs to run a certain speed to play a particular position. Corners have to be faster than safeties. Linebackers have to be bigger than corners, those types of things. So there's some physical things that you look for, as well as some aptitude things. But the critical piece, though, Brooke, is the way a guy plays football. What's his football character? And is he passionate about the game? Is his approach to the game one that, carries over onto the field, and you, the only way you really see that is by watching tape. So we do a lot of testing, physical testing, as you know, the combine and all of the workouts, the spring workouts that these guys participate in. You go and you look at those physical characteristics, but the intangible things are the things that you really can't quantitatively measure, but you can see them and they jump off the tape at you.
Well, I remember hearing last year you said you like to pick winners. There's the winning characteristic that a player must have.
It is. I mean, and that's, you like to have guys come from winning programs who are used to winning. A lot of times, it's not always the case, but if a guy's putting out a winning effort, And certainly that has to do with the way he approaches the weight room, the way he approaches his academics, the way he approaches his technique and the way that he studies. All those are things that our scouts are asking questions about, too, the college coaches. And so those are things that we look at, and we try to make sure that we get the right kind of guy to add to our team.
Of course, last year was your first draft with the Texans. He's the 10th overall pick on defensive tackle Moby Okoye. And you also had some great picks with Fred Bennett and Jacoby Jones. I mean, all of them have really panned out. What did you learn from that draft process?
Well, I went into the draft process, you know, trying to be as prepared as possible. And I think that's how you, should really go into any endeavor in your life, is if you prepare for it and you have run the scenarios, then you should walk in with confidence. And we certainly did that. But to actually live the experience and to be in the room and to make the calls, it was an exciting experience. But I just think that the more you can prepare, the more you can run scenarios and models and, hey, this might happen. You know, obviously, we of all the models that we did, we never really had one that Amobi would have been available at that point. So as much as you can prepare, you can't really prepare until it actually happens. And so, you know, it was a fun time. It's a very exciting time, and we certainly are looking forward to it. But we're gonna evaluate our team and get into free agency and see if we can improve our football team. We've got some free agents that we want to re-sign: Andre Davis, Danny Clark. Those are guys that we signed the 1-year deals last year who came in and had positive contributions that we want to keep around. And so we've got a lot of work to do before the draft.
Well, there are 15 unrestricted free agents in the Texans going into the offseason. That's a lot. You know, how are you looking at all those different players?
It is, and again, it's all a part of the process, a part of the evaluation process, and with respect to, hey, do we bring this guy back? Where does he fit? Does the contract that he might want fit what we see his role being? So all of those are elements to the discussion and elements to the negotiations that you know, we've got to figure out here and get moving on.
This might be jumping ahead, but what are your thoughts on the 2008 draft class?
You know what? This time of year, everybody pretty much has the same feeling. You know, it's you haven't really gotten into it. You know, we set our board, our preliminary draft board. Our scouts came back into town in December, and we had a meeting and set the draft board. So, you kind of look and say, oh, it's a better draft at these positions or those positions. I'm not prepared to kind of let that out there right now. But, certainly the juniors will impact that when they declare. And so there are going to be enough good players for us to get better, that's for sure.
Well, I have to ask the question that all Texans fans want to know. What position group are you going to go after first? I have to ask.
You have to ask, and I have to say I will. I don't know. You know, again, it's such a fluid process, Brooke. You know that, and it's a matter of what happens on draft day, who becomes available. The thing that you do is you evaluate the class, you rank the class, and you put value on them. And if you're fortunate enough to be in situations where you've got multiple guys at a slot where you got several guys that are rated at that position, then it's a luxury. More often than not, boy, you're scrambling, you're looking, and you're hoping that a guy's going to be there, because those names come off the board pretty quickly.
Well, the Texans have the 18th spot this year. Would you like to trade up or down, or how do you feel? What kind of leverage does the 18th spot bring to you?
Well, you know, as it relates to that, I am always going to be under the opinion that if we can acquire more picks, we'll acquire more picks. Certainly you're going to get a good football player at the 18th slot in the first round. And so, from that standpoint, I'm confident that we'll be able to answer some needs for our team. If the opportunity presents itself where we might be able to move back and acquire another pick or two, then we certainly will entertain that. If a guy's there that we just say, hey, we want to get that guy, then we'll do that. But we'll keep all those options open.
There's lots of options, lots of big decisions for you on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Rick.
You're welcome.